Welcome to Torti Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chanim Eira Katz, and today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Bet 102. This perek is written from the perspective of a man suffering, calling out to Hashem. And we have a principle in Tehillim that any song that is written on a personal level is also metaphoric for the Jewish people as a whole. It needs to be read on both levels. And in fact, most of the opinions interpret this perek to say that it is a prophetic tefillah by David HaMelech for every Jew in exile. The suffering Jew begs Hashem to bring the geula, the redemption, while he still lives, and he yearns for the day when the Jewish nation will spread the name of Hashem to all the people of the world. It's a magnificent perek. The imagery and the poetry are really special. It's 29 psukim, it's very long, and it's divided into three sections. So I heard a shiur, a lesson on this by Dr. Benny Gesundheit, which I really loved. I'm going to try my best to give it over to you as best I can. Now, usually I divide the three sections for you at the beginning of the perek so you know what to look out for. But this time I'm intentionally not, because the contradistinction between each section is so jarring. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but it's a real roller coaster. And we want to try to figure out what is the connection between each section. So let's start. Tfila la'ani ki atof v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. This is the tfila, a prayer of an afflicted person bent over and pouring out his words before Hashem. Hashem shima tfilasi. Hashem, hear my prayer. V'shavati elecha tavo. Let my cry come before you. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. Beyom tzarli, my day of pain. Hateil aznecha. Turn your ear to me. Yom Ekra, on the day that I call, Maher Aneni, please answer me quickly. And he carries on and he's talking about how his bones feel like they're burnt and he feels like dried up grass. And from the sound of his crying, Mikol Anchati Dafka Atzmi Livsari, I've cried so much that my bones are sticking to my flesh, which means his skin and bones. And then he uses three different imageries of birds perched, a singular bird perched in a barren area. Damisi likat midbar, hayiti kachot charavot. I'm similar to the bird of a desert. I've become like the owl of the wasteland. Shakadati ve'ehaye, kitzipor boded al gag. I made efforts to find allies, but I've become like a lone bird sitting on a rooftop. He's neglected by everybody. All day his enemies oppress him. His bread tastes like dust. And why is all this happening to me? Yud Aleph. Mipnei za'amcha v'kitzpecha ki nesaseni v'tashlicheni. I've been tormented because of your fury and your anger, because you raise me up only to throw me down. Yamai katzel natui va'ani ke'esev yivash. My days are like a fleeting shadow and I wither away like grass. So let's unpack this section a little bit. It's a very depressing. He feels abandoned. He feels dejected. Not only is he suffering and in pain, but he also feels alone. And you get the sense of pleading. He's begging Hashem. He's saying, you've hidden your face from me, but I'm still turning to you. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. And he even acknowledges that the reason that he's experiencing all of this and Hashem is hiding his face is mipnei za'amecha v'kitzpecha, because of your wrath and your fury. But that's not stopping him from turning to Hashem. He's still asking him to help him. And there's also a theme of the shortness of his life. The word yom, day, comes again and again to underscore this message. B'yom tzarli, on the day of my suffering. B'yom ekra, on the day I call you. Ki kalu ba'ashan yomai, my days have gone up in smoke. Kol hayom cherpun yovai, all day long my enemies torment me. Yamai katzel natui, my day is like a fleeting shadow. Atzel natui is at the end of the day when the sun is going down, your shadow gets longer. And when your shadow gets longer, then you know that the day is over and what that metaphorically means. Remember in Perek Tzadi, we spoke about those metaphors for the shortness of life, and one of them was withered grass. We have that twice over here. Huko ka'esev v'yivash, like grass beaten, my heart is withered. And then again, Yamai katzel natui v'ani ka'esev yivash, my days are like a fleeting shadow and I am like shriveled grass. The same imagery from Perek Tzadi. So his time is short. Hashem has turned away from him. He is suffering from the enemies. And then suddenly in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we do 180 and the whole tone changes. The Geula has arrived. And he says, Va'ata Hashem la'olam teshev v'zichecha ledor v'dor. You, Hashem, will sit on your throne forever, and the memory of you continues from generation to generation. This is very similar to the last pasuk in Echa. Ata Hashem la'olam teshev kisacha ledor v'dor. And then the next pasuk, we have this one that's been immortalized in a song. Ata takum terachem tzion ki'et lachenena kivot ma'ed. Rise up, have mercy on Tzion. Rebuild its former glory because the time to be gracious has come. Right? It's future tense. It's the geula. We're looking forward. All the nations of the world are coming to praise Hashem, which sounds a lot like our mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos. Ki bana Hashem Tzion. Hashem has built Tzion. We see this technique in Tehillim and in Navi as well. When a Navi is so confident something in the future is going to happen, he talks about it in past tense as if it's already happened. Hashem has built Tzion. And then we say again, Pana el tfilat ha'arar. You've turned to the prayer of the dried up one. I'll come back to that word in a minute. Velo bazat tfilatam. You did not scorn their tefillah. So remember in the beginning we said tfila la'ani, the prayer of a poor person. And we said shim'a tefilasi, listen to my prayer. We're feeling like Hashem is ignoring us. Now Hashem has turned to us and he has listened to us. And not only that, the arar, which is like a shriveled up, dried up tree, has now become the dor achara now. They're not all dried up and shriveled up. The next pasuk, tikasev zot ledor acharon. We thought the Jewish people would shrivel up and disappear and assimilate into the tides of time, but no, there's a future generation. Another thing I want you to notice is until now we said tvila ani, the singular tefillah of the poor person. Don't turn away from my tefillah. He has heard the tefillah of the dried up person, but then he says, velo baza et tefillah tam. He has not scorned their tefillah. This is now on a national level. It's no longer the private Jew crying out. It's the Jew as a people, the national people being rescued. And Chazal tell us from here a trick for getting your tefillah answered. When we pray as an individual, sometimes we answered, sometimes we not. But when we link our tefillah to the fate of the entire Jewish people, then we are answered because Hashem answers the tefillah of the entire Jewish people. And then there's a strong feeling of eternity. Whereas before we were talking about my days are short, my days are difficult. Now we're talking about dor ledor, dor acharon, generation to generation, the last generation. And we also have this vision of all the nations coming together. Lesaper b'tzion shem Hashem u'tilato b'Yerushalayim, to tell in Tzion the name of Hashem and to praise him in Yerushalayim. B'hi kavetz amim yachdav, when all the nations, not just the Jews, come together. U'mamlachot la'avot et Hashem, and all the kingdoms will come to serve Hashem. This is very reminiscent of Yeshaya's tefillah. Kivesi beis tefillah, ma beit hamikdash will be at home of tefillah. Yikare l'chol ha'amim, and all the nations of the world will fall in it. This is a lot like the Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos. All the world is recognizing Hashem. Everyone's coming back to Yerushalayim. It's an elevated vision. It's historically significant. And then we go back to Pasuk Chaf Dalet, and again, we switch gears. Back to being in galus, being depressed, experiencing suffering. Ina bederech kochi. Something has afflicted me. We're not sure what. And it has depleted my strength and shortened my days. So Rashi euphemistically says, my enemies have weakened me. But it seems to be implied that Hashem has weakened me. I'm back in galus. I'm still suffering. I'm not at geula yet. Amar, and so I say, Keili al ta'aleni b'chatzi yamar. God, please don't take me away with only half my days fulfilled. B'dor dorim shnasecha. You have generations of days. You're eternal. Why are you bothering with finite human whose time is so little? L'fanecha ha'aretz yesadita. You are the one who founded the earth, umaseh yodecha shamayim, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Again, this is all Mizmorim of Shabbos coming out. Hema yavedu, even heaven and earth will one day disappear. Va'ata ta'amod, and you will still stand. Va'atahu ushnosecha lo yitamu. You are he who remains unchanged, and your years will never end. This pasuk says, b'nei avadecha yishkanu, the children of your servants will dwell in their land, v'zaram l'fanecha yikon, and their descendants will be established before you. Again, you hear echoes of ma'aseh yodecha kanana olenu from Perek Tzadi. So wait, I'm confused about this tone of this last section. It seems to be sad because we're talking about being afflicted, about our life being cut short, but we've added a new element here. In the first half, when we're talking about our suffering, the word yom appeared a lot. My days are short, my days are bitter. Now we've weaved in another dimension and we're talking about the years, except that the years belong to Hashem, not to us. We might be finite. We might be transient and temporary, but Hashem is eternal. So I'm not sure how to understand this last part. Is it sad? Is it hopeful? Is it happy? Where does it fit into the greater scheme of things? There are many similarities in language and phrases between Perek Tzadi, which we started our book with, and Kuf Bet, the idea of the brevity of life against the eternity of Hashem. But Kuf Bet has two extra elements that we didn't have before. The first is the vision of the Geula, and the second is connecting through our descendants to the eternity of Hashem. And I think this extra dimension helps us to understand the last chapter, because when we are in Galus and we think about the great Geula of the future, it is inspirational, but it's not a comfort, because right now we are in Galut. Right now we are suffering. Right now our days are difficult. And a future redemption at the end of time is wonderful, but it's not helping me today in my exile. So what are we saying? The road from Churban to Geula is tremendous. It is so long. And even one day when we are rebuilt and redeemed, we're still carrying our scars of Galut with us. The Jews who were redeemed from Auschwitz and got to live in the rebuilt land of Israel still had their trauma with them. It wasn't forgotten. We need to take comfort in something that is even larger than the Geula, even longer than the path from Galut to Geula, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. He is even greater than the Geula. And while our lives are short and we are small and the world will one day end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Va'atahu ushnotecha lo yotamu. You, Hashem, are forever. And by connecting to Hashem, I become part of something eternal. My life is not limited when I connect myself to Hashem, because then I become a small link in it. I become a small link in an eternal chain. And Rav Soloveitchik explains in his book, Ish Emunah, which I did my best to translate, the existential insecurity of man comes from his tragic role as a creature of an hour's worth of life. He cannot determine his place within the stream of time. He knows about an endless past that happened without him, and he knows about an endless future that will continue long after he ceases to exist. In a community of covenant, a man of faith is freed from his loneliness. In the present, his present now attaches to a past and a future. When you connect to Hashem, the past and the present join into one godly moment, and you become eternal. So that is the beautiful message of Mizmor Kuf Bet. We turn to Hashem. We know he's hiding his face from us, but he hasn't abandoned us. And we know that one day there will be a Geula. But right now in the moment, what gets me through is the thought of my future generations that will carry on my legacy. And when I connect to Hashem in this world, in this moment, in the now, then I can become part of something greater than me, something eternal, something meaningful, and something worthwhile. Thank you for studying Le'ilu Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shearit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their children, Yitzhak and Bobby Lehman Siegel.